Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. We are kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manly.
Bring up anything, whatever's on your mind, political, personal. Yeah, you got an issue, you've got an agenda you want to push, we're here for you. 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board with thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting there. And it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, log on to freestateproject.org or call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's freestateproject.org.
You're the worst reader ever, man, which, no passion.
800-259-9231. Last hour, somebody brought up this mysterious codex thing. That is apparently, as we understand it, is apparently some sort of World Trade Organization, UN-sponsored plan to highly regulate the supplement industry. As a matter of fact, Bob in Washington is online. He wants to talk about that. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello there. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Bob.
Listen, well, I know a little bit about this. I do know that it's more a WTO thing than a UN thing.
Well, isn't the WTO part of the UN?
Not really. They're two separate. I mean, the same powers are behind them, but it's a separate. It's not part of the UN. The World Trade Organization has no official affiliation with the UN, as far as I know.
Okay.
But this is something too that will regulate all the supplements that we use. It'll set standards, very very low dose amounts that can be legally sold to people without a prescription. To get higher doses, and the doses they're setting are extremely low. It is going to go into effect in Europe in July. It has been passed and will be in Europe, and England is kind of rebelling a little against at least the people there are, but it is going into effect. Now, it doesn't go into effect in the United States, per se, then, but since it's a WTO thing, and if we continue to manufacture high-dose megavitamins and people in Europe are trying to buy them, it'll then become a trade issue that the World Trade Organization can then penalize the United States for continuing to allow something that they've ruled you can't do anymore.
So you're saying that in July, Europe is going to go under these rules, but we won't necessarily. But
no.
If we don't go under the rules, then the WTO is going to somehow impose punishment upon the United States?
Exactly. And the pharmaceutical companies are the ones all behind this.
Uh-huh.
Because they want to eliminate all these vitamins and sell them themselves if they can. I mean, basically, in order to sell, to get a supplement approved, you have to do hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of testing.
That's true.
You're talking about now or under the new plan?
Under the new plan. Well,
okay.
It's true. I mean, right now the supplements aren't really you don't have to test them. I mean, they're basically grandfathered in. People go down to the health food store and buy all sorts of stuff.
So what you're saying is, if this there's a chance that this isn't going to happen in the way that our other caller described it, like July 1st, all of a sudden.
Well, exactly. Not here. It certainly won't happen that way here at all. In fact, you don't even hear about it. Right now here.
Which is the weird thing,
which is
right?
Which is the way the pharmaceutical companies want it.
Wouldn't you think that this was... I totally understand, like, the media in this country doesn't cover certain issues because it threatens the government and threatens the status quo and everything, but wouldn't you think that this would be a huge issue for a lot of people and there'd be some media coverage on this?
I mean, people who are involved in the health food industry do know about this,
uh-huh.
And they are trying to raise some red flags about it, but they're getting no attention whatsoever.
That's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
And there's not much on the internet. You know,
no,
I mean,
there's not much. I'll tell you, someone who's written quite a bit about it is John Rappaport at his site, nomorefakenews.com.
Yeah, I went to Google and punched it in, and you can find info on Codex. It is real.
Yes.
That Codex Alimentarius is what it's called, and it is absolutely, according to the world news organizations, it is going into effect in Europe. And what you're saying is absolutely the case, that they're going to cut down on the dosages of these supplements. So you're not going to be able to have a 1,000 milligram dose vitamin C anymore. You're only going to be able to get 50.
Right.
And exactly. It's going to be highly controlled. And like you were saying, big pharmaceutical companies are only going to be the ones being able to afford the testing process for it. So everything that everyone's claimed about it seems to be true. Whether or not it's going to apply over here, now you're telling us differently than the other guy who called in. So we don't really know what to think as far as what's going to happen here.
I guarantee you, it won't apply here in July.
But what about in September? I mean, when's it going to apply?
It won't be that quick. You're talking several years down the pike before it hits us here.
Okay.
But it's in the pipeline.
So hopefully we'll have a little bit of notice then.
Well, hopefully we won't have to, hopefully we'll be able to get out of the WTO by then.
I don't know if old Georgie boy has any sort of plans to that end.
Well, of course they don't. Neither of the political parties do.
Right.
So.
Great points. Bob, anything else?
I've enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks for being here, Bob. Call us again sometime. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, it is your show, and literally anything you can bring up. What do you think of all that, man? Which do you think?
I think that if they take away vitamins, there's going to be a huge revolution in this country like they've never seen.
You think so?
So many people take them. So many people consider them important for their health.
I won't disagree with that. But I don't think people are going to get up in a furor about this.
Hmm.
Yeah, how do you know that people just won't say, oh, well, the FDA has given us new rules. They must have a reason for it.
Well, they'll probably run a PR campaign about how negative vitamins are for
you. The war on vitamins?
Yes. First they'll run the PR campaign about how bad vitamins are for you, and then the doses the pharmaceutical companies would say were correct would be, eligible.
You know that taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C could be dangerous?
And then we'll have the black market vitamin.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. And could you really fathom that?
No.
A black market for vitamins.
Want some vitamin C?
No, man.
$500 a dose.
Yo, man, I'm looking for some ginseng. I really need it.
I need crushed garlic.
Hook me up with some Tang.
So we're laughing now, but you're right, man. Which, if this does happen here in the United States, that's absolutely what the result will be. The mafia will then get involved in vitamin distribution, and they'll be cutting the vitamin C with dish detergent and things like that. I mean, it would be terrible. People will be put in jail for taking too much, too many supplements. Wait, this is frustrating. I mean, whatever happened to the idea that you own yourself?
And you can put anything in yourself that you'd like to.
Sounds pretty revolutionary.
It went out the window 100 years ago.
Yeah, sounds like a real radical idea, huh? Real radical ideas being put forth here on Free Talk Live as usual. And again, if you want to chime in, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Speaking of things that are prohibited in this country, there's a story today out of Kentucky where a pizza delivery man was arrested for a little bit of, delivery of a different sort.
Oh, no.
In this case, he was accused of using a pizza box to deliver a quarter pound of marijuana. A man dressed in his snappy tomato pizza delivery uniform delivered an order in about 30 minutes Monday in Corbin. Then he was arrested. Daryl Perry, age 23, delivered a greasy pizza box containing a quarter pound of marijuana, said a Whitley County sheriff. Undercover informant Rat Snitch helped set up the buy and arrest at his McBurney apartment's home in Corbin. He told the sheriff's department Perry was a popular dealer and consistently available to buyers. As though they wouldn't have arrested him if he was unavailable to buyers. we got to take these popular dealers off the street. The marijuana was the only thing in the used pizza box, Hodge said. He thinks Perry had been selling marijuana and the painkiller OxyContin. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that regulated by the government?
Shouldn't they have complete control over that?
1-800-259... They do. Or do they? 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live. The rest of this story coming up. Or your call.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget you can check out the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section, so you just type in a little bit of personal info. We send you emails whenever you need to know something about the show. It's that simple. And it's free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the pizza dude slash pot dealer that got busted in Kentucky. Daryl Perry delivered a pizza box containing a quarter pound of marijuana to an undercover informant.
Ding dong, pizza guy, your QP's here.
Some dirty, stinking rat ratted out his pot dealer, and now he got busted. The marijuana was the only thing in the used pizza box. Apparently, he's allegedly had been selling marijuana and the painkiller OxyContin, in the area for at least 3 months. And that's how long he'd been working part-time at Snappy Tomato, said a manager over at Snappy Tomato, who got a phone call yesterday from Perry's girlfriend. She said he wouldn't be at work because he was in jail. And then, according to the manager, he fired him at that very moment. This really can't happen when someone's working, because I know how long they're supposed to be gone and when they should be back. He did this on his own. Mm. Snappy Tomato does driving background checks, but does not drug test when hiring employees. And the reason for that is what, gentlemen?
What's the reason they don't drug test?
Right.
Because they wouldn't have any employees.
That's exactly right. If you...
I worked for a period of time at Domino's, and they do, in fact, drug test.
Well, Domino's, maybe.
But not the Snappy Tomato.
Not the Snappy Tomato, and not any pizza delivery place with any sensibility whatsoever. We've had plenty of calls. I mean, this has always been a nighttime show here on the East Coast. Obviously, if you're on the West Coast, it's not nighttime right now. But we've always had a sizable pizza delivery men listenership because they're out and about in their cars and listening to Free Talk Live, and we used to hear from them all the time here in the Tampa Bay area. And every time, I swear, everyone we talked to was a pothead. Every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a time when that was so.
They the benefits of the job is they get cash, and that's why there's a lot of potheads that work in the restaurant industry as well, because there's a lot of cash floating around, and it's just you don't want to, if you're going to go buy drugs or buy marijuana, you can't really give your dealer a check. So it's good to have some cash to spend. And the pizza dude's job is to drive around, listen to music or talk radio, and deliver pizzas. I mean, there's no responsibility there beyond driving. And a lot of them just they smoke pot and drive around all night and get paid for it. That's what they do. It's the reality of the pizza industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem with it, personally. I'm just letting you know that's the way it is.
Yep.
And they still get the pies there on time, and most of them drive pretty safe. So.
And your pizza doesn't taste any worse as a result.
No,
there
that's
was some,
true.
What I've heard, that there's some silly Australian DOT a study that found out that people that smoke pot drive, people that are high on marijuana are actually slightly better drivers than normal drivers?
The reason alleged for that is because
they
are aware.
So
well,
slow.
They know, unlike a drunk who,
whose motor skills are gone.
I'm fine, Jensen. Give me my keys. I'm going to go.
The drunks are drunks just know they can drive. I mean, they can just kick back an entire bottle of tequila, and they believe that it has improved their driving abilities. Most drunks, that I've talked to, at least. Marijuana smokers are very keenly aware that they just finished smoking marijuana, and it might possibly impair some sort of ability they have, so therefore they compensate by driving a little slower, being a little extra careful, coming to complete stops, and
always looking both ways.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why the statistics worked out the way they did. Anyway, I just wanted to read this story because I feel sorry for the pizza men of the world. The pizza men of the world have lost another one of their ranks.
another pizza man bites the dust.
If I had taps, I'd be playing taps right now. But we don't have it. It's unfortunate. Anyway, man, would you tell us about the death penalty?
Well, I wasn't actually going to talk about the death penalty, but
no?
I will briefly go over it. Scott Peterson did get the death penalty today. In that case that's being hashed out there in Redwood City, California. I am personally of the opinion that if I were the warden of the prison he's at, I could make him suffer a heck of a lot more than you can by sticking a needle in his arm and putting him to death.
Sure.
So I'm just of the opinion the death penalty is a really stupid penalty.
Yeah, we've definitely hashed that out on this show before. And if you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231.
You know where I stand. Come and get me.
Yeah.
This article is about a death row inmate who was released. A former death row inmate now living in Denver wants the city of Omaha to seal or turn over his police records, saying that his job options are limited because of his murder conviction. Attorney filed a suit Tuesday on behalf of Jeremy Sheets in Douglas County District Court. The city and Omaha Police Chief Thomas Warren are named as defendants. Gallup said that when he last spoke to Sheets, he was working as a mortgage broker. Makes you not really trust mortgage brokers much. Gallup did not know...
just because he's a murderer? You can't trust him?
I think that the industry might be a little lax if they're hiring without looking.
Okay.
Right now they can look, so it makes me wonder a little bit.
All right, very good.
Anyway, Sheets 30 spent 3 years on death row before a Nebraska Supreme Court ruling freed him in 2001. Clearly, didn't kill anyone. He had been convicted for the 1992 murder of Kenyatta Bush, a 17-year-old Omaha honor student. Police had no leads, whatever. It doesn't really matter what the points of the case
are. He was in jail for killing somebody.
Death row.
And a Nebraska court ruling overturned it, saying that he is he's innocent.
Or whatever the reason is, they let him leave.
But the charge didn't disappear.
No. As it wouldn't. The arrest wouldn't disappear.
Why not? If you've been vindicated, why wouldn't it?
Because you've been arrested. And you've been
convicted.
But
you've been found not guilty after the fact.
The arrest is still there.
So that's what this is about, to seal those records?
He wants to seal that.
Okay.
Let's see. She is requesting that he either receive or officials seal a number of records related to his arrest, including fingerprint cards, mug shots, bank records. Sheets has given potential employers copies of his dismissal papers.
Right.
Hey, you know, I was convicted of first-degree murder.
He's being upfront about
here's
it.
Here's the dismissal papers that I've got. Gallup said, but
not helping too much.
They are still reluctant to hire him. Sure they are. I mean, you know, there's a guy who was on death row sitting in
the... Why are people so close-minded and mean?
Because there's somebody... because you have the option of hiring two people, Ian.
Yes, one person who was on death row and one person who wasn't.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, I understand if there's a job available and there are people vying for that job, you want to hire somebody who's most qualified. But let's assume the dude's the most qualified of the people you're going to hire. In which case...
That lessens his qualifications. That's reality.
I think that's crappy, personally.
That's reality. That's just the way it is.
Right.
You can't change how people
are
hire and how they don't hire. I think that...
He's got the evidence that shows he wasn't the guy.
It doesn't matter.
If they don't want to hire him, then...
I understand. They don't have to. It's their business. But
now, here's the question, though, is should employers be able to look into the criminal backgrounds of potential employees just randomly? I mean, if I'm a convicted bank robber or convicted murderer, and then I go looking for a job on down the line, and I'm looking for a job in a field like mortgage broker, that doesn't have anything to do with...
I can't say that I have a problem with them doing background checks, but in this guy's case, he absolutely deserves to have those records sealed. He deserves to have that arrest pulled off his record. I want to hear from you, though. 1-800-259-9231, or you can completely change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention, diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember the old Abbott and Costello routine? Who's on first? What's on second? And I don't know who's on third? Well, forget the slapstick, because I do know what will strike out MPG. Stay tuned. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. In the automotive version of Abbott and Costello's routine, if what's running the bases, it's you who pays at the gas pump. In the car world, what, short for wide open throttle, means pedal to the metal and wasted MPG.
Think of your engine as baseball giant Barry Bonds. He expands his lungs, breathes hard, and consequently uses lots of energy as he sprints around the bases. Likewise, when your vehicle's lung, aka the throttle, is fully expanded or wide open, lots of air rushes into the engine, which in turn burns excessive energy, aka gas. So what can you do? Hit an MPG home run by taking the bases nice and easy. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show anytime anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We get the archive section there. Last six shows, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. Go get them. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this situation in some state where there was a guy
well, he was in Denver now, and it was in Omaha.
There was a guy who was arrested for murder, first-degree murder, which means premeditated.
Jeremy Sheets.
And he was put in jail, was there for what,
Death
10
row.
Years, a decade or so?
Not quite that long, no. He was convicted for the 92 murder in 97.
Oh, okay.
So he probably spent...
So he spent 5 years in jail waiting?
96 to, I'm trying to figure out when he was released.
2001?
2001, you're right.
So 5 years in jail.
5 years, three of it on death row.
And then eventually they turned over the conviction.
Right.
And they announced...
Which is a really good reason for not having the death penalty. Because if they'd have killed him, they couldn't have let this guy go when they found out he didn't
exactly.
do it.
They would have said, whoops, sorry family.
Well, they would have never. It would have never come out.
So the first issue here is the death penalty, and if you like the idea of the death penalty, we want to hear from you. And didn't you tell me once that you liked the idea of a death penalty, Mitch?
I don't mind the idea of a death penalty as long as we have a perfect court system.
Infallible.
Infallible court system.
Which will never happen.
No, because we're human.
Right.
So I don't mind that I'm not out here saying, oh, the criminals, they should be getting a better deal. Oh, they're being tortured in there, and it's awful and barbaric. I'm not saying I'm saying the point is that we're not perfect, and until we
kill
are as perfect like God, we shouldn't be making decisions like God's.
Very good. So that's issue number one. If you are for the death penalty, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can convince Manwich otherwise. And then the other issue here is this guy got let off, and now he's trying to get a job.
Right.
And they're basically turning him down everywhere. He can't get a job. And he's saying he's suing.
He's suing to have his rights or his...
to have the paperwork put
sealed.
Sealed up.
So that you can't find out that he was convicted.
I say he absolutely should have that paperwork.
Well, he
sealed.
Should, but I'm wondering on a larger scale, should employers have access to... now, there was the Equal Employment Opportunity Act of 1993 that made it illegal for employers to look at convicted felons' records and discriminate against them based on those, unless the records had to do... directly with the case. For instance, a molester asking to work at a nursery school.
Hmm.
In that case, then you can discriminate against that person.
Uh-huh.
A necrophiliac wanting to work as a dentist.
At a morgue.
Yes. those things. they get people unconscious there. Bad stuff can happen when they're unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
for those reasons, you can, but this law has never been enforced.
Which law?
That's Equal Employment Opportunity Act of 1993.
Huh.
And
so people
I may not have the clearest picture of what the law says, but it's
so people have been denying people jobs based on their past.
Try sitting across from an employer and saying, "I was on death row for 3 years for a murder I didn't commit."
Well, I don't know.
And here's my release papers,
Jason. What do you think? Should businesses be able to do those sort of background checks?
You know, it's tough. I know if I owned a business, I would want to know the background of any criminals that would be working for me as they could potentially pose a threat. On the other hand, though, I've worked in more than a few restaurants, therefore I've worked with many a convicted felon.
And some you didn't know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you're not dead.
I'm not dead. And as a matter of fact, the convicted felons I worked with were pretty nice guys.
I think that...
I think my experience is they work a little harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a lot more to work for now.
They've seen how bad it can get.
Yeah.
Well, I think that businesses absolutely should be able to do these background checks. Mm-hmm. It's their business to know who's working for them. I mean, period. But I don't think that they should be so mean about it. If somebody's got a conviction for something and they've served their time, I'm the kind of guy who would hire them anyway because I'd want to give someone like that a chance. But again, that's
there's
the business.
There's a risk inherent in that.
That's the individual's business decision.
And this is kind of in
there's
business,
no risk. There is risk in hiring a murderer.
There is risk inherent in it. It sounds risky, even if it isn't risky. And
well, that's up to the business to choose. I certainly don't think we should tell them they can't.
Businesses make decisions based on risk. Why would you take a risk in a situation where you don't need to?
Work cheap.
Then what you're doing is telling convicts that their labor's worth less. Ex-convicts, I should say.
Well, that would be the convict saying, look, dude, nobody's giving me a job anywhere. I'll do it for $1 less an hour. Sold. I mean, if it's a low-skill job and somebody comes in and says to me, look, dude, I can't get a job anywhere else.
Two million people in the United States in prison right now. Why would they all be low skills?
I'm not saying they're all painters and welders. If they're high school, then that's even more of a reason to hire them. If you're the most qualified person, you should get the job. I'm not saying you should pass a law about it. Let the businesses have their damn prejudices.
It's not necessarily a law passed in one way or the other.
Right.
You could not make their records available. That's not a law situation.
Well, I think the record should be available. I mean, I support hiring convicted felons, but at the same time, I also support the business's ability to research the people that they're hiring.
Now, I know a lot of businesses don't actually do the research. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't, you know, they look at somebody and they say, yeah, he looks good. We'll hire him
right.
or her, and as the case may be, and they just make their hires based on that. But I suppose that they probably pay the price. I know that there's bus drivers in the Tampa Bay area. School bus drivers were found to be, you know, convicted drug sellers, and that turned out into a case a couple of years ago that wasn't
really.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now,
not that they did anything wrong. These people didn't do anything
wrong.
Yeah,
really.
They just got found out.
If you're a school bus driver
mm-hmm.
and you're, say, a convicted drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
I mean, do these parents really think, oh my, that bus driver's going to try to sell my kid drugs?
Mm-hmm. I could certainly see parents thinking that. Sure. Overprotective parents? You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to think that.
They would freak out over that sort of thing.
But here's a guy and a gal, as a matter of fact, it was two people in the Tampa Bay area, lost their jobs simply over the press getting a hold of the fact that they were convicted felons.
Now, here's a man who should lose his job. Police chief was ordered held without bail Monday on charges of driving drunk, not once, but twice in one day. Middletown Police Chief Roger Ashley has been held in jail since his arrest on Saturday. An April 11th trial was scheduled. After court appearance, Ashley was arrested the first time in his unmarked police car. And the second time, 5 hours later. I mean, so he literally
got busted,
yeah. Probably got processed. They let him out because he was the damn police chief or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And he goes off, time to pick off where I left off.
Yep.
Gosh.
Glug, glug.
What are the odds they'll get me again? Well, and the second time, he was in his personal vehicle. Officers responded to the first arrest after Robertson's car had run into a vehicle on Route 11 in the Northern Virginia area.
This is the undercover police car run into a vehicle.
This is
the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
pay attention, Ian. Stay with me.
Robinson was arrested a second time in his personal vehicle, and his status as chief was to be reviewed by the town leaders later on Monday.
Now, he was arrested in the town that he's chief of, right?
I think so, yeah.
You think his buddies wouldn't arrest him, but
yeah.
Apparently they will.
Professional courtesy.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You want to do the top 5 internet scams?
Yeah.
We'll do that when we come back. Unless you want to control the show, and you can, it's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us about anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
Yeah, and Jason.
And Manwich. Take control and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's female listeners in there that are so proud of the show that they wanted to send us their photo. Of course, we begged them. And they're of all different ages.
We're not above begging on Free Talk Live.
No, we're not.
Sure. So go to freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine. The top five internet scams. As according to Yahoo.com.
I got one of those emails recently, and it was a little different than usual.
Mm-hmm.
This
they
one,
always
a,
change them up a little bit.
A quote-unquote bank president who didn't know English. The English bank president is from England, who didn't know English very well.
Right.
Wrote me a letter saying that he had managed to locate a, you know, that somebody who had my same last name had left £10 million in a bank account, and he would be willing to split it with me because they didn't have any heirs, and if we could just pass me off as the heir, then, in fact, he would be willing to split it with me.
Sweet!
And, it's just that easy.
All you have to do...
He didn't tell me anything that would cost me any money in the letter, so I wrote him back. I was kind of, played with him a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I gave him a fake last name, You know, I said, I'm not sure whether you're talking about my pseudonym last name that I use on the air or my real last name. And I gave him both last names were fake.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote me back with my real last name.
Your so-called real last name.
So-called real last name that was fake.
Manwichstein.
and he wrote me back with it and, you know, saying that that was in fact it and to just give him my telephone number and fax number. And I wasn't sure. I decided, not going to be giving my telephone number and fax number.
Well, that's when he would fax you. That's when he would fax you a form that you would fill in your bank account number on. Something like that. Anyway, Yahoo's reporting after years of trying to recover from the dot-com hangover, the internet is booming again. Retail sales are up by 26%.
Or we want it to be.
As of 2004. And in September of 2004, domain name registrations hit 65 million, an all-time high. You know what else is on the rise? Internet crime. And it's the white-collar stuff. Phishing is the new hot scam, where scammers send you an email that tries to lure you into legitimate looking website. We'll get to that. Number one, though, should we do 5-1?
Yes, 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1.
Number five, congratulations.
Well, I'd like to say before we get into it that the main key to any scam is greed. If you're going to be greedy about, what they're doing is they're enterprising on your greed. In
right.
the case
yep.
of this scam, he was going to enterprise on my ability, my desire to be slightly dishonest about my last name and claim to be the heir of this guy in order to get $5 million, and he was probably going to clean out my bank account.
Exactly. Yeah. Number five, congratulations. And it really just takes a little bit of thought to break through these things here. Number five, congratulations. You've won an Xbox, iPod, plasma TV, new car, etc. And I see advertisements for this all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gotten an email that has said it.
Okay.
But there are clickable ads all over the internet for this kind of stuff.
As though the ad only comes up one time for one person.
Right. The ad, it always says...
Just refresh the page.
Get a free iPod, and there's a little asterisk next to the word free,
uh-huh.
and then you go and... anyway, apparently there's different versions of this. Mm-hmm. The version that I've seen, you have to go in... I've never actually clicked on it, but I was around when someone that used to work at a radio station I worked at clicked on it. I said, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You had to sign up for this program,
yes.
and then they would send you all kinds of, like, I guess, emails, and you had to buy products from other places, and then eventually they were going to send you the free product that you supposedly earn or whatever.
Like SNH Green
Fans or something? And, of course, you have to get five other people to come to the site and do the same thing. Well, in this case, they're saying that you get an email telling you you've won something cool, usually the hot gadget du jour, such as an Xbox or an iPod. All you need to do is visit a website and provide your debit card number and PIN number to cover shipping and handling costs. What actually happens? The item never arrives. A few months later, mystery charges start showing up on your bank account. The only thing that gets shipped and handled is your identity.
Why does it take a couple of months?
Because they don't want you to remember what you did.
Because
if it happens tomorrow, then you'll make the connection. Oh, I got scammed.
Them.
2 months later, you'll think, what happened? Did someone take my card? You won't know. You won't remember. It'll
right.
be so incidental at that point. A more benign version of the scam.
But now, at any point in any transaction, anywhere, do you provide your debit card and your PIN number? I mean,
and the PIN number.
I've never done that. I mean, I've never entered my debit card and PIN number for
any transaction.
Again,
it just takes... But people fall for this. I mean, P.T. Barnum said, sucker born every minute, right?
I guess you do when you use it at, like, Walmart. You swipe the card and then you enter the PIN
number.
Sure,
but Walmart's a trusted... retailer.
Sure, yeah.
Odds are good they're not scamming their customers for their card numbers.
Hopefully they're not.
It's not good for business.
I'm sure we'll get to that story next week, though.
So the risk here is identity theft as well as lost money and time if you don't or just you dispute or don't dispute the charges. The question, and I love how the article does this, the question you've got to ask yourself. Here's the one thought that could prevent you from being caught by this.
Okay.
You're easily suckered. Ask yourself this. When did I enter a contest to win an Xbox, plasma TV, or iPod, etc.? If you never entered a contest, how could you possibly be the winner? Right? Number four, postal forwarding reshipping scam. You answer an online ad looking for a correspondence manager. An offshore corporation that lacks a U.S. address or bank account needs someone to take goods sent to their address and reship them overseas. You may also be asked to accept wire transfers into your bank account, and then transfer the money to your new boss's account. In each case, you collect a percentage of the goods or product transferred. What actually happens? Products are purchased online using stolen credit cards, often with identities that have been purloined by fishers, and shipped to your address. You then reship them to the thieves, who will fence them overseas.
or you're transferring stolen funds from one account to another to obscure the money trail. Sure, you can make big bucks for a while, but after a few months, you're going to look inside your bank account and find it cleaned out. Worse, when the feds come looking for the scammers, you're the one that they're going to nail. The question you got to ask yourself on that one is, why can't these people receive their own darn mail? There's three more to go. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you if you want to get interactive with us about anything. But we're talking about the top five internet scams. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 888-532-4604 or go online at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming and much, much more there. Let's see if we can burn through these final three. Top three internet scams, the Nigerian 419 letter. I get one of these at least a couple times a week.
Is this the, I'm representing the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe.
And it always changes. The name always changes. The country always changes. The setup.
I wonder if somebody's fallen for it twice.
You receive an email, usually written in screaming capital letters, that starts out like this. Dear sir or madam, I represent the recently deposed Minister of Agriculture for Nonzambia, who has embezzled $30 million from a starving countryman. Blah, 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 blah. Needs to get it out of the country. The letter says the scammers are seeking an accomplice who will transfer the funds into their account for a cut of the total. usually around 30%. You'll be asked to travel overseas to meet with the scammers and complete the necessary paperwork. I had no idea
wow.
that was part of this. But before the transaction can be finalized, you must pay thousands of dollars in taxes, attorney costs, bribes, and other advance fees. And what actually happens? There's no minister, and there's no money, except for the money that you put up in advance. Victims who travel overseas may find themselves physically threatened and not allowed to leave until they cough up the cash. I had no idea there was such a horrible angle to this one.
Wow.
For your information, Fort 19 is named for the section of Nigeria's penal code that the scam violates. The risk, serious financial loss or worse. Victims of the Nigerian letter fraud lose $3,000 on average. If that wasn't bad enough, according to the FBI, several victims have been killed or gone missing while chasing after the scheme. That's frightening.
Yeah. Frightening is why people would say, you know what, I'm going to go over to
Nigeria
or Chad and meet some people I don't know, never met before.
And get $50 million.
And I'm going to launder money for them.
The question you've got to ask yourself, of all the people in the world, why would a corrupt African bureaucrat pick me to be his accomplice? Number two, phishing scams. You receive an email that looks like it came from your bank, warning you about identity theft. I get these from other banks all the time. warning you about identity theft and asking you log in and verify your account
information. They just pick popular banks so that it will fall
right.
on
The message
people.
Says that you don't. If you don't take action immediately, your account will be terminated. Though the email may look like the real deal, complete with authentic logos and working web links, it is a clever fake. The website where you're told to enter your account information is also bogus. They just make it look like it's the real thing. And so what they end up doing is taking your information as you enter it in there because you think you're helping your bank or whatever, and
yep.
you're not. The risk your
account
information.
You're helping a bunch of crooks to your bank account.
The risk your account information will be sold to criminals who will use it to ruin your credit and drain your account. Phishing scammers took consumers for $1.2 billion in 2003. If the question is so urgent, the question you got to ask yourself, if the matter is so urgent, why isn't my bank calling me instead of sending me an email?
That you might pick up in
right.
3 weeks.
And the number one internet scam is auction fraud. There's all kinds of different variations of this. Just
scam?
The number, well, just because it happens the most. People
yeah.
get scammed in auctions a lot. We're done for tonight. We're tomorrow here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The auction tip, read the details thoroughly before you bid. Anyway, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And join us online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night. If you're